Blog Talk Radio.
But committed no crime and bad mistakes. I've made a few. I've had my share.
And welcome back to Life Lessons Radio. I'm your host, Rick Tilkini. We hope that you all had a great weekend. We've got a whole list of wonderful shows planned for you in the next week that we think will help you learn more and live a greater life, healthier life. And speaking of health, more than 200 million people across 100 countries eat and drink products with low and no calorie sweeteners. And as they are used more and more, people sometimes have questions about them. Our guest today, a professor at the University of California, Davis, and nationally renowned nutrition and fitness expert, says she gets these questions firsthand. And here is today, she's here today to give us the skinny on this topic. So joining us to kind of lay it out all on the table is Dr. Liz Applegate. Liz, welcome to Life Lessons Radio.
Oh, it's just great to be here, Rick. Thank you.
It's great to have you, too. And we often talk about nutrition on Life Lessons. And so let's just kind of get right into this. What are the types of low and no-calorie sweeteners, and what can they do for us?
Well, many of the names of the low and no-calorie sweeteners, a lot of your listeners and viewers are familiar with. These familiar pink and blue and yellow packets, saccharin, aspartame, and sucralose, we find that we can just sprinkle over our cereal or an iced tea. We also have these non-calorie sweeteners added to beverages and literally a whole host of products. And what they can do is that because they are so many times sweeter than sugar, 200, 400 times depending on the actual no-calorie sweetener, is we use a very small amount and it's put in the beverage or in the pudding or in the cookie and no sugar is added. So you are literally calorie free when it comes to the sugar. And that means a tool that people can use to help control their weight.
And Liz, from your perspective, what are the most common questions you get about these sweeteners and their role in people's diets?
Well, I get two common questions. One is, can I lose weight if I substitute in sugar-free cookies and sugar-free beverages? And the answer is, according to research, if you consistently use these calorie-free, no-sugar-added products and that you create an energy deficit, so you don't have 150 calories from your sugared beverage and you stay that way, you don't compensate and go for fries with lunch, you actually can shift that energy balance and lose weight. And also, second question, safety. People want to know, are these okay for me? There are 200-plus safety studies and health organizations like the American Heart Association that say that these are a safe and good addition into the diet.
When individuals have annual physicals, I know that a lot of people ask, hey, can my liver tolerate that? Is there a particular organ in the body that would be most affected or not affected by sweeteners?
That's a great question, Rick. In fact, many of the no-calorie sweeteners don't even get into your body. They touch your tongue, they taste sweet, and they leave. They go out with undigested, unabsorbed other material like fiber. There are a few, like aspartame, that do get broken down, but they're easily broken down, and it does not. There's no evidence that it taxes your liver. And these are safe, and they've been tested very heavily, and the government, Food and Drug Administration, deems them as safe. They wouldn't be allowed in food if they weren't.
Yeah, I don't think that our listening audience understands the rigorous testing and nature of the Federal Drug Administration. They are maniacs when it comes to making sure that a product is safe for us. So it's not this willy-nilly organization. You want to just comment on the toughness of the FDA when it comes to approving sweeteners?
You're so right, Rick. When a company who has maybe designed a non-calorie sweetener. They have to go through literally years and years of testing in both animals and in humans to demonstrate safety and what we call efficacy, that really, yes, you are taking calories out of the diet and what role this might be able to play. And the Food and Drug Administration, you're correct, will not just let an ingredient go in on the market saying, oh, okay, this is being added to our food supply. In the U.S., we have the world's safest food supply, and I'm proud to say that we get to experience that, and thank you to the FDA for monitoring that and having such strict regulations.
You bet. That's one place where I say government is good because you want them to be protecting you. How can sweeteners work best for those looking to lose weight?
Well, for somebody who's interested in losing weight, identify some of the sugar-containing foods that you have. Maybe it's a couple cookies in the afternoon, or maybe it's a sugar-sweetened beverage. If it's an iced tea, let's say at lunch, that's got added sugar, go for the sugar-free one. Save 150 calories. Opt for a sugar-free cookie, making sure that you're eating other healthful foods as part of a balanced diet. And then keep it there, not to then say, oh, at dinner time, well, I'll have that cheesecake. I had a diet drink. That's not the approach. So you create the calorie deficit, and what research shows is you can and will lose weight with that.
So what do you say to my friends that have a Diet Coke for breakfast?
Well, it's something I see in my 650 student college student class. People are looking to caffeine as a way to wake up. Coffee's been in our culture for literally thousands of years, and so it's no surprise. And what I say to my students is that's a way to enjoy caffeine with a sweet taste but without the calories. But, of course, I encourage them that they need to eat a balanced diet, that they should be getting a source of protein in the morning time, fruit or a vegetable. So along with that Diet Coke, I say, hey, how about a bowl of cereal and some fruit with that? That's my recommendation.
There you go. Especially for students, and you want to listen to your professor, Dr. Applegate.
Yes.
People often want to know how much is okay to consume when it comes to sweeteners. Is there a limit?
Well, what has been established by the safety organizations is what's called the acceptable daily intake. And even at that level, it's considered safe. But wait until you hear the numbers. Acceptable daily intake of these sweeteners in the packets is 100 in a day. You know, I personally don't know anybody that could do that or would want to be sweetening their food that much. 20 cans of diet soda. So most Americans are below 10% of the acceptable daily intake. So we really don't have to worry about that in our daily routine.
That makes total sense. Now, for all my friends in Boulder, Colorado, and Eugene, Oregon, you need to listen to the show again because I think that that puts the myth to death right there. And finally, what are the best ways for people to use low and no-calorie sweeteners in their daily diets?
To use low and no-calorie sweeteners in their daily diet is simply to just routinely find that substitute. If you're offering your kids Jell-O that had sugar in it, go for the sugar-free version. If you are eating a sweetened breakfast cereal that had quite a few added teaspoons of sugar, go for the one with the no-calorie sweetener. Saving calories in your routine day-to-day meal plan. But I always want to emphasize that you also are eating healthful foods as part of that, that you're getting three pieces of fruit and a couple cups of veggies and lean protein sources. This is all part of a balanced plan that includes physical activity.
Makes so much sense. We're talking to Dr. Liz Applegate. And Liz, I just wanted to ask you one other question for our Life listeners, audience out there. And it's this: you have the opportunity of teaching and seeing the next generation every single day in your teaching profession. And we thank you for making a difference and helping them become informed. One of our concerns is that the next generation may not have as much horse sense or common sense as the previous generation. And I know my generation doesn't have as much common sense as our parents did. What do you think that we can do to kind of amp up the common sense out there in the general culture, so people can apply just good common horse sense to know things about their diet and to know how they should operate in life and be good citizens. Can you comment on the lack of common sense?
I try to teach common sense all the time, and that goes back to looking at the science. Don't just jump on one study and say, oh, this non-calorie sweetener may cause harm to me. Look at the body of evidence. And I also tell students what makes sense to you intuitively, and I set up exam questions that way. And I actually give them resources, like in this case, caloriecontrol.org is a great place to, hey, you want to know more about this? I tell the students they need to search out and learn. I'm not going to spoon feed you everything. So I think common sense is built that way.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And we are so thankful to have had you on, Dr. Liz Applegate. Thanks for being on. We appreciate your information. And we want to thank Coca-Cola for bringing you here to our show today. And you are welcome back anytime to discuss this, any of these topics. And thanks for influencing the next generation. We really appreciate that.
I appreciate you saying that, Rick. Thank you.
Okay, have a great one. That was Dr. Liz Applegate, and we appreciated her being on our program today. And this program was brought to you by the Coca-Cola Company. And I think that answers some of the key questions about the burning questions about no-calorie sweeteners that are out there. I think that there's so many myths that need to be debunked, and that's this show. I think accomplish that. You need to know the skinny on this topic, and you know, you hear too many things. You hear erroneous information from your friends or from family, or you read the wrong things. So you can rely on this program to kind of set forth the truth when it comes to key items like that, key issues in our life, like the consumption of low and no calorie sweeteners, because there's over 6,000 items and products that contain it, and your FDA, your Federal Drug Administration, isn't going to let you consume something that is dangerous to you. I think you can trust the FDA. This is Rick Tocchini. Thanks for joining us on this special life lesson show about nutrition. We hope that we are always helpful to each of you in some form or fashion with some news, some information, some detail that can help you live a better life. Until our next show, you stay curious and be the change you wish to see in the world. Have a great day.